Indiana is set to become the latest state to bring back a requirement that unemployed workers will have to actively search for jobs to get benefits. It comes after businesses complained they can't find enough people to keep their doors open. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports while some assume generous benefits are keeping people out of the workforce, the reality is more complicated.
Fran Hunter owns a neighborhood bar and grill called Hunter's Place on Main Street in Elkhart. She says she's had a now hiring sign up for weeks, and in that time, she's only had one person apply.
I've been here 37 years and I've never, ever had a problem hiring help, but this has been really, really hard. I'm not getting applicants. I'm not getting anybody, nobody.
Her theory why there's no applicants? Government programs designed to get people through the pandemic.
Unemployment's been extended again, stimulus money again. You know, if you got a couple of kids, you're really getting a lot of stimulus money, and it's just, it's good for them, but it's bad for me.
Hunter's assumption is a common refrain from business owners. But Micah Pollack, a professor of economics at Indiana University Northwest, says plenty of studies have shown that unemployment benefits are not by and large keeping people from taking jobs. Instead, it boils down to wages.
I think it's kind of like a cop-out for business owners to say that because it puts the blame on the workers and they don't take any responsibility for what's happening. I mean, if you know a couple hundred dollars a week is enough to convince a worker not to work for you, then I think you have to question what kind of work environment and pay are you offering.
Pollack says the hiring problems are simply more visible in the restaurant industry, where servers often rely on tips to make ends meet and now are on the front lines of dealing with the public during a public health crisis. But the pandemic isn't just affecting restaurants. It's affecting other, mostly in-person jobs, too.
Right now, more staying at home, taking care of kids, taking care of family members, don't want to go back to work. That's people that you can't hire and bring into work.
Crystal Nieves' family in southern Indiana is a perfect example of that. Their child care fell through in the pandemic, and thanks to unemployment benefits, her husband can stay home to help with the kids. Case in point, the only time she could talk was while heading to pick up a child from school.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, you have to go get a job. But then whenever it was looking at the reality of things and how things would add up, it's like, okay, I guess you need to stay home for a little bit longer.
Nieves is still working full time, training new hires at a poultry plant. So she knows firsthand her company is severely understaffed and desperate to hire workers. But until they find affordable childcare, her husband is better positioned at home.
I can see the people need to go back to work. But then I can see the other side of it's not that simple.
Nieves is conflicted, but she says it boils down to needing some predictability. That's the underlying factor economists say has caused all sorts of economic woes during the pandemic.
So there's so many variables that it's truly a day by day, week by week, moment by moment, what are we doing?
But not everyone feels as conflicted as Nieves. One Hoosier who worked at an automotive plant said the boost to benefits gave him financial stability for the first time in his life, and freedom from a job where he didn't feel valued. We agreed not to use his name out of his fear he could lose unemployment benefits for not looking for work.
For me, it doesn't bother me at all. I feel like my labor's been exploited enough throughout my life. I don't mind taking a little bit back.
He hopes this moment, where workers are in high demand and short supply, could wake people up to labor issues he's noticed for some time. Issues like better wages and benefits, and simply just more respect.
You know, fellow workers in this country, we can rally together to get better conditions for everybody, because I think everybody can agree that workers deserve more of the pie.
Before that happens, federal unemployment programs for Hoosiers may get cut off earlier than expected. Governor Eric Holcomb is asking the Department of Workforce Development to do some research that'll help him decide if Indiana should follow other conservative states in opting out. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.